Do you like to go to school? Let's just visit with Elisha, a school of the prophets, in 2 Kings chapter 4. Upon arriving at the school, Elisha told the cooks to set the great pot on the fire and to cook a special dinner for the students that night. One of the students went out into the field to gather vegetables to boil in the pot. He took some from a poisonous plant, not realizing, of course, that it was poisonous. He cut up the pieces and added them to what was in the pot, and when it was cooked, he poured it all out into the bowls for the men to eat. But as they were eating, something tasted funny, and they suddenly realized that there was that poisonous vegetable in it. "Oh, prophet," they screamed, "there is poison in the pot." "Well, bring me some flour," Elisha told them calmly, and he threw the flour into the pot. Then he said, "Go ahead and eat it, for it will not harm you." So they ate it. Nobody was hurt, and nobody got sick. Another day, a man gave a present to Elisha of 20 loaves of bread and some ears of corn. Elisha sent them to the students at the school, for food was hard to get. But his servant objected. "What?" he asked. "Shall I take such a little bit of food to 100 hungry men?" "Yes, set it before them," Elisha answered, "for the Lord says they will all have enough, and there will even be some food left over." And sure enough, as the food was divided up among the students, the Lord caused the 20 loaves of bread and the ears of corn to become more and more and more, so that there was enough for all 100 of them to eat. And after they had finished eating, there was some left over. Both of these times, the Lord provided plenty of good food for hungry people. God also gives food for our souls. That's the real part of us that lives inside our bodies. He gave us the Bible, the living Word of God, to feed our souls. How much have you been feeding your soul? 3 times a day like you do your body? Or is your soul starving? Start feeding on God's Word today. Peter wrote, "As newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, so that you may grow by it." Read today's Bible story in 2 Kings chapter 4.